You know, having the weekend off is definitely good, but, you know, it's back to work, so glad to be back.
You're going down the stretch, but at 9-2 with five games left, says it feels like it's almost different segments of the season, and now you're into the final run?
Yeah, we got a good little stretch coming up. We got to go to Atlanta and then to Carolina. I know both those teams are really good, so, you know, we got our work cut out for us.
What's it been like for you this year to take this new role and do different things? Has your status got elevated?
I think it's been good. I'm just rolling with it, you know, just trying to maximize, you know, every opportunity that I get, you know, when I'm in there and stuff like that. But, I think, you know, Pat's done a great job at, you know, putting me in different situations, using me differently, catching a lot of passes this year. So it's been a lot of fun.
Do you know every game what your role is going to be, or does it change?
I think it stays the same. Week in and week out, you know, there's different little things and different little plays that go in and whatnot, but for the most part, stay the same.
Did you show them, too, that you're dribble back? I mean, they gave you the ball a lot of times. You're getting a lot of touches some games. You keep coming back for more.
Yeah, like I said, I'm just trying to maximize opportunities, whether it's, you know, touching the ball not so many times or, you know, more times than others, you know, it's just all about, for me, maximize the opportunity given to me.
Jerick, with a three-game lead in the division now, how do you sort of approach these last five games?
Just stay hungry, continue to play with that chip on our shoulders, and just find a way to keep winning games, so, yeah.
You kind of view these next couple as like playoff primers? I mean, you had Detroit and now a couple others that are vying for playoff position.
Yeah, I think, you know, we played a lot of good teams. New Orleans earlier in the year, L.A. a couple weeks ago, and, all these teams are playoff-caliber teams. They're doing really well this year. So I think, you know, just those games, you know, is giving us, you know, more experience as we get toward the end of the season.
Do you pay attention all to tiebreakers at this point and sort of look and say, hey, we may need this to do it?
Not really, because, you know, you're going to control what you can control. But I did get to see some games yesterday, and I did see the L.A. New Orleans game. So, it's just all about, you know, handling what we need to handle and then, you know, going from there.
Did you see Atlanta?
I didn't, but I seen the score. Yeah, I seen Julio had a really good, nice game, too. So, yeah, it'll be interesting this week.
Does that make you think that you guys are going to have to really score a lot of points to kind of keep up with what they might be able to do?
No, we just got to do what we got to do. Our defense is playing really good right now, playing great football. And, we know they're going to make their plays. And, for us, it's just about, like you said, I guess scoring points, creating separation. So.